It's time to talk human settlement with Adi Kumar.
Breakfast with Refilwe Emolata
on Cape Talk.
All right, National Minister of Human Settlements Mamoloko Kuba yesterday released the 2022 budget vote this week to a decent amount of fanfare, and certainly our city of Cape Town has been patting themselves on the back for handing out some deeds in a number of sort of relatively distant neighborhoods. The focus that Adi Kumar, the executive director of Ndifuna Ukwazi, would like to put on today's conversation, of course, is where there are some concerns, and I'm excited to hear what they are.
Breakfast with Refilwe Emolata
on Cape Talk.
Adi, welcome to Breakfast with Refilwe. Thank you so much for joining us. It usually is seen as quite good news, I suppose. Good news when we hear that Human Settlements is coming forward with a budget vote that seems to be relatively constructive, and certainly the city of Cape Town has been quite proud of theirs. What are the concerns that Ndifuna Ukwazi has? Good morning.
Thanks for having me, Refilwe. So, I mean, the first concern generally is around the direction of where Human Settlements strategy itself is going. So for about 8 years, Human Settlements has been talking about a new housing code or reforms to the housing code and kind of new ideas and new propositions around human settlements and the direction that the policy would take. And this is fundamentally based on some of the evidence that emerged out of the success of the RDP, or, you know, not the success of RDP and BNG housing programs, of social housing and many other programs that the housing department has had. So it just, at fundamentally, it felt like it needed a new direction, particularly after COVID and seeing how much catastrophe could be caused by people not having appropriate housing, appropriate shelter over their heads. So that's the kind of first piece that is deeply concerning. The second piece, which is fundamentally deeply concerning, is this idea that the entire human settlement sector has been reduced to just producing housing for people. And we know that when we live in neighborhoods, it's about the amenities, it's about the parks, it's about the clinics and so on. But reducing all of this just to kind of a plot, a tap and a toilet and a house on top, doesn't really make sense. It doesn't give you location. It doesn't give you access to economic opportunities, jobs,
or
any of
transportation. And because we know how the spatial planning is affecting that. Okay.
Yeah, so I think those are two kind of fundamental things. And then there are kind of detailed comments that we provided or kind of like spoken about, which are very specific to various housing programs and the ambitions that the minister presented yesterday.
What would you like to see change?
I guess in many ways, a very strong focus, firstly, around kind of spatial integration, because it's not just Cape Town. It's smaller towns, it's smaller municipalities across the country. You know, there is a lack of emphasis on where land is made available for housing and human settlement. And I think that is a fundamental issue that we're trying to challenge with the national department. The second piece is really a coherent response for informal settlement upgrading. I mean, 2,700 was a target. Now, 10 years ago, there was a target that was a presidential target of upgrading at least about 600 informal settlements. Now, we don't know whether those 600 informal settlements were upgraded, where were they, what was the outcome of that upgrading. So many questions are being raised around what is the focus and what is the approach, given that it takes 15 years to upgrade one informal settlement. How is it that we're going to reach the scale that we're dealing with in terms of people living in those conditions? So there are some very credible propositions that civil society had made during COVID around, you know, various housing programs, particularly around dealing and addressing informal settlements. But sadly, those communications and those ideas have not been taken forward, and these have been tabled multiple times over with the national department.
Okay, so this is a national department failure. And what are the constraints? Is this a budgetary constraint, or is this just a lack of focus, a loss of? I mean, you were speaking about what was intended by the RDP program, breaking new ground policy, and the likes. Just an anecdotal recollection, there's gear somewhere in there. There have been so many different policy shifts. Is that the issue? Is that we don't really know what we're doing, or is it that there's a financial constraint?
So the financial constraint is a difficult one to buy, because many of the metros and municipalities are not able to spend the amount of money that this supposed to spend on infrastructure and basic service delivery. So very often we've heard from Johannesburg, from Cape Town, from other metros, that they're unable to spend the amount of allocation they get for basic service delivery. So in our view, it's not a money issue. It's really a question of direction and focus and how we enable people to get out of, you know, a situation where they don't have an appropriate shelter over their heads. So in many ways, kind of some of the things that we would have liked to see in this thing is again, like going back to a very, very strong focus towards social housing, very strong focus towards self-built. Now, the self-built focus has been there in the country since 1996. There's a people's housing process and some very successful projects across the country where people have managed to build their own houses. But kind of over the last decade, we've seen a complete shrinking of resourcing for this particular program. And that is deeply concerning because, you know, there were housing support offices that provided technical support, that often offered, you know, contractors that could help build. All of these things have kind of literally dissipated and disappeared over the last decade. So these are the kind of things, you know, just making money available for a program is not enough. You have to make the support structure available so that people are able to advance their rights, rather than kind of like giving them some resources, but not really the support structure and the support infrastructure to do these things. So those are kind of both constraints and opportunities. But the other piece, which does not sit with human settlements, definitely is this issue of procurement, which is across the country now. Procurement of services, of contractors, is a very complicated process and can take anywhere between kind of like 3 months to 2 years.
Sure, it's a lot to consider. I like the fact that you express it as a constraint and also an opportunity. I mean, do you find that you get a great deal of responsiveness from either national, provincial, or city when you provide these insights?
Well, limited amounts, but I guess at the very least, it gives our view to the public very clear. So there are certain things within the, for instance, in the budget, which we know that the minister is able to kind of exercise quite easily. For instance, like this issue about this help me buy a home piece, there are certain things that the minister could do, which is very specific around kind of establishment of housing support centers, which is an easy fix to make sure that there are some backstops in terms of making sure people don't get into debt and people build appropriately within kind of certain regulations and so on. Generally, our sense is that around the issue of social housing and spatial integration, this issue has really been taken to heart, both by the city and the province. There seems to be a strong commitment, at least with this new administration at the city, to say we are going to build social housing in well-located area. Has to be seen when it happens, because it's been a long time. It's been 5 years since many of these projects are stalled. But we're hopeful that at this moment, with this new administration, they will push hard and make sure that something happens on the ground.
Let's hope so indeed. I can't imagine anyone hoping more so than those who are in informal settlements or still waiting for their homes. Adi Kumar from Difunukwazi, Executive Director, thank you very much for that insight.